All right, the Steelers pick. Are you ready? Let's go to a couple of the picks that are being made right now. PFF has Troy, is it Fontenot from Washington, big tackle. Ryan Wilson has the Steelers going from Graham Barton, the guy who's played a million positions but would be a center for them. Ray Fittipaldo has the big tackle from Washington going to the Steelers in his most recent mock draft. Kabali has J.C. Latham from Alabama, an offensive tackle. Let me ask you guys, and I do want a name, Bob. I do want a name with this.
Okay.
Who would you draft, you know, assuming the board goes your way here and this guy's available, with the 20th pick? You go first, Bob.
I'd go Mims.
Amarius Mims.
I like him.
You and Mulsey are on the same page.
I just think of all the people that realistically could be there or in that vicinity, he could be it.
Where are you taking a center then?
Hopefully Frazier, the guy in the second round. I'm going offensive line both rounds.
You're going to have to trade up for him in the second round. Would you do that?
Depending on what the cost would be.
How about you, Paul? First pick.
I would take either J.C. Latham, the tackle from Alabama, or I would take Tyler Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma, who, and what I like about him is he's actually a right tackle. So to me, one of those two tackles probably are going to be there at 20 when they pick. And I think what we need to do, though, Joe, is we're doing this all wrong. You understand that, right? So I'm going to do it the way I should do this?
Yes.
Or at least that we're told we should do this by all of these, the cottage industry of experts?
Yes.
I would take Tyler Guyton because his arm reach is really good, and he's got a good left-handed
big hands.
And he's got arm extension, and his hips, they move just enough, and he's got that good foot plant that makes him a good tackle.
Here's what I think, and I like that.
Is that work?
I think there's bigger needs than tackle, and I don't think Dan Moore is good. Don't get me wrong. But I'm in a situation, if I'm the Steelers, where I have to look at that and say, can I get by with that given my other needs? I think my other needs right now are more important. They're more important. And again, I'm not a Dan Moore fan.
So you're looking cornerback, defensive line?
I'm looking center. They don't have a center.
Unless you believe in the flexibility thing that gives them
Herbig.
I don't.
Thank you for asking. I'll tell you this. I think they're actually in position. Now, if a tackle happens to be by far the best player on the board, I'd probably do it. I think I'm taking the best player on my board outside of the obvious.
So that's a tight end? You would take a tight end?
Not only that, if it's Brock Bowers, who I'm looking at Ryan Wilson right now, has him going 14. Other people have him going to the Jets earlier than that. A lot of people have him going to the Jets at number 10, I think. If he were somehow on the board, like I said earlier, I would sprint to the podium and take him because he's essentially a receiver. There's your receiver right there. And I'm not so sure I'm banking on this whole thing that, you know, the Steelers magically come up with receivers all the time when they draft. So let's not worry about receiver until lower in the draft. I don't know about that. I really don't. If it's not going to be Brock Bowers, if he weren't available, then I would be tempted for a defensive lineman. If the best guy on my board is a defensive lineman, I'm going there because nothing else I do on defense matters if you're not good up front. And I'm highly concerned about that. And I have a need at center that I have to address with one of my top two picks. I'm with Bob. I'd probably try to trade up in the second round to get my center. If it's Frazier, great. But if I can get the best defensive lineman on my board, if that's the guy, if Bowers would somehow drop, I would take one of those guys. But let's say Bowers doesn't. Let's say the other guy doesn't. Then I'm probably going center there. I'm probably going Graham Barton.
So you don't necessarily think tackle is a problem?
That's a good way to phrase it. I do think it's an issue, but if I were making a list of my issues, center would be above that. Receiver would be above that. defensive line would be above that. Inside linebacker would be above that.
Defensive
cornerback would be above
linebacker?
That.
Inside linebacker? They just signed Patrick Queen.
I know, but they have another problem there.
What?
The other position. No, you're right. Inside linebacker. Forget about
They've
that.
They've got a lot. I mean, to me, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, no, forget. Strike that. Strike I ever said it. Strike I ever said it. Corner would be another issue for me.
Corner is a big issue.
But again,
I think you need a shutdown guy opposite
the way they
want to
play offense, right tackle, to me, is the most important position they have, followed by receiver.
Right tackle?
Yes.
Then just keep Jones there.
They're going to move Jones to left tackle.
Keep Dan Moore there.
They're not good in – the whole point is trying to get Dan Moore out of the lineup.
I know.
Make him the swing tackle.
Okay,
and
so
get
they
– somebody
they,
that's
they
better
take a
to
tackle,
be a right tackle.
They're set at tackle. Then what do you do with center and receiver?
Well, it's funny you mentioned center because I think it's very, very clear. They have sent – now, this is at least the fourth or fifth time that either Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin has made it very clear that they think that Nate Herbig might be a legitimate option at center.
Then why did they try to sign the bill? Why did they try to sign Mitch Morse?
Because
bring him
I'm
in?
Saying the exact – I'm looking for it right now.
Sounds like fallback position. Like this is
this,
what we
is,
have.
This was the quote from Omar Khan. Where is it at here? We have guys on the roster that have flexibility. We have options there, meaning at the center position. They continue to hint that they think
or
they,
make it known that they're really they could be in a smoke screen.
Maybe
they've
it's
done
a smoke
that a few.
Screen, but they, you know, Mike Tomlin said something funny. He said they asked him about what he's doing, you know, pro days and this and that, and he basically said, "Well, you got exactly I go there and I just watch a lot of players, but I watch players that I'm not interested in because I know you guys are all watching and it gives you something to talk about." I mean, come on, man.
That's why some of these press conferences are just there, because they're kind of obligated to do it.
Well, that's a great question. So if I were putting in order, would I rather go with Nate Herbig at center? It's Nate, right?
Nate.
I get my Herbigs
Nick's
mixed
the
up.
Other side, right.
And still and address my tackle situation, or would I rather leave Dan Moore where he is and Jones where he is and address my center situation? I'd rather address the center. That's the
thing.
Even if they go tackle, center, center, tackle, then what do they do at receiver? I guess third round?
You're going to have to go third round. Yeah, because it is a concern. They don't have a lot of depth there at all.
What about defensive line? Do you guys share my major concern about that
area? I think
it's
a major concern, but I don't know that you're going to solve it this year.
I think you
unless
can,
you do it in
I
the first.
Couldn't I say the same about tackle?
Yeah, but there are more
you get a guy
available
that is
guys.
Actually, unless you get a guy that's actually ready to play this year at tackle.
Yeah.
I would not draft a guy if I had any question at all. Does this guy, is he, you know, is this a, they shouldn't take a reach at all in the first round. They need to draft a guy who's ready to play, a guy they know is ready to play. Is it possible that guy could be a bust? Yes. But if you basically want to tell me that, you know, they're going to take a reach on another Kendrick Green-like reach.
Yeah.
No. Go get a guy that you are drafting because you think this guy, we're going to put him at tackle from day one. We're going to put him at right tackle day one, put Broderick Jones at tackle from day one. We'll have Jones at left, this guy at right. Our line will be set.
With who at center?
Herbig, I guess.
Then it's not set.
I mean, again, the problem is you can't address every single possession.
That's the thing.
Every single
That's
position.
The thing.
Now, the thing about it is we're not even talking about this, but sometimes on draft days, there's some trades that are made. So maybe they make a trade for a center.
Sure.
You
that
know,
could happen.
Or they make a trade for a receiver, which I don't know that, because the guys that they would trade for all seem to be guys.
I'd still sign Tyler Boyd if I could.
Right. But,
would you?
Yeah, but they can do that after the draft and probably get him cheaper.
Yeah.
Which is what they're doing. They're holding out. They're waiting. And, you know, these guys, as you start to get into the summer now, they start to say, wait a minute. I need a paycheck of
right.
some sort. So even though
you're running
I wanted,
out of time, you take whatever's available.
Yeah, even though I wanted $12 million, maybe I need to go take the $9 million.
But and I'm not sure that just because the Steelers draft a receiver, that guy's automatically a great pick no matter where they pick him. Some of the recent receivers they've taken, James Washington in the second round with the 60th pick, Calvin Austin, Mr. August, who they took in the fourth round. Chase Claypool never made it to a second contract here. Yeah. So just because they take a guy, you know, this whole thing about, well, if the Steelers take a receiver, you know he's going to be good. They specialize in that. Yeah, they've gotten a lot of good receivers outside of the first round. They've also gotten some bad ones recently, right?
Yeah, there's no question. And you'd expect whoever they – it's changed. It used to be you had to wait to play. These guys need to come in and play right off the bat.
Are you guys with me that if Brock Bowers is on that board when they take 20, you're taking him?
I think it makes it very interesting, a decision for them. But I do like him a lot. I mean,
that would be just taking best player available.
Yeah. And fulfilling your need at receiver. Right, That's basically what he is.
It helps you. It helps you, yes, in that position. I wouldn't hate it. I still would like to see them get a tackle. It's sort of shore up their offensive line, but I wouldn't hate that because he's so good.